This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
After praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sending immense greetings and salutations upon the final Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, we continue our journey, our theme, with predominantly the Meccan surahs, which speak about Yawm al-Qiyamah. This Juz Amma that we find the 30th Juz of the Qur'an, which predominantly speaks about Yawm al-Qiyamah, or the coming of Day of Judgment, or the changing of the heavens and the earth in preparation for the last day. And that's the theme. It continues inside this surah, as we find inside the hadith, whoever wants to see Yawm al-Qiyamah, Ra'yu Ayn, whoever wants to actually visualize the Day of Judgment inside the Sunnah Imam Tirmidhi, فَلْيَقْرَأْ إِذَا الشَّمْسُ كُوِّرَتْ وَإِذَا السَّمَاءُ فَطَرَتْ, to read Surah Al-Takwir and Surah Al-Infitar. And also to read إِذَا السَّمَاءُ شَقَّتْ. And in between two of these surahs, they remain together. In between comes Surah Al-Mutaffifin, and then comes Surah Al-Inshiqaq. These three surahs that we find give a depiction, a oral depiction and a visual depiction of the final day. This is what the last day would look on that day. That's based upon this hadith. Many ulama mentioned that if a person wants to visualize the Day of Judgment, try to have some form of mindset about the Day of Judgment, read these surahs. And likewise, there's other surahs inside the Quran, Al-Waqi'ah, Al-Haqqah, Al-Ghashiyah, Al-Qari'ah. Read all these surahs. All these surahs are just depicting the last day, giving us this visualization of what will take place on that final day in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thus we find that this surah begins about submission of the heavens and the earth. How the heavens and the earth, they will submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we find the opposite, the contrary about human beings. لَخَلْقُ السَّمَاوَاتِ الْأَرْضِ أَكْبَرُ مِنْ خَلْقِ النَّاسِ. The creation of the heavens and the earth is far greater than the creation of the human being. The human being is just like a spectacle, a small element of dust on top of a mountain. Yet this insan, this human being we find, in comparison to this huge creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is far more arrogant. The mountains have a right to be arrogant because of its power, its strength, the weight of the mountains that we find. If it had a right to be powerful and to be arrogant, it would belong to the mountains on the face of this earth. Yet these mountains, the heavens and the earth, they all submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands them, they submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet this human being doesn't see this commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, rebels, becomes arrogant towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thus we find al-insan, inside this surah they find that you're traveling, making this journey to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لا راحة في الدنيا أو على الدنيا. There's no rest on this earth. You know, sometimes we Muslims, we fall into this play that we need to rest, we need to enjoy ourselves. There is halal entertainment or enjoyment that can exist, but it shouldn't overcome the individual that the whole of your life just becomes rest. That's what it's mentioned, إِنَّكَ لَا تَجِدَ رَاحَ فِي الْأَرْضِ أَبَدًا. You're never ever going to find rest. إِنَّكَ كَادِحٌ إِلَى رَبِّكَ كَدْحًا فَمُلَاقِيهِ. Kadhan means toil, turmoil, continuous struggle, continuous commitment. Person carries on until فَمُلَاقِيهِ, until you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why Abdullah, the son of Imam Ibn Ahmad, Imam Ahl Sunnati wal Jama'ah, قَدْ سُعِلَ, he said to his father, مَتَى تَسْتَرِيح, when you're going to rest? When are you going to rest inside your life? He said, the only time I'm going to rest, وَقَدْ نُقِلَ عَلَىٰ أَئِمَّ كَثِيرًا as well, Imam Shafi as well. The first time that we're going to rest inside our lives is the first time we place our foot inside the grave. That's when we're going to rest inside our lives. That's when rest comes. Because the qabr isn't just punishment. The qabr, the grave, is also going to be rawda min riyad al-jannah. It's also going to be a garden amongst the gardens of paradise. Or it could be a pit fire amongst the pits of Jahannam. Does you find Uthman ibn Affan? He used to weep at the grave. And people used to say to him, why are you weeping so much at the grave? When what comes after, huwa ashad, what comes after is going to be far more severe than standing in the Day of Judgment. Because this is awwal manazil li manazil al-akhirah. This is the first station of the stations of the hereafter. Whoever is successful in this station inside the grave, then the rest of it will be easy for that individual inside Al-Akhirah. And as we find inside this surah, this fatigue, this toil, this struggle, and the end of every single struggle, there comes hisab. There comes success or there comes failure. Wa sunnat Allahi lil-ard. The sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon this earth. That's why the Quran speaks. Lughatuna speaks our language, speaks environments, gives us scenarios that we can relate to. Person who's successful is given their record in the right hand, is presented the good deeds, presented their certificate, presented their award, their reward is given to them in the right hand, presented in front of people. That's how the Quran uses this mantiq, this logic of what people they narrate to, they relate to. The Quran uses that. And likewise, people who fail, they don't want to be seen with their record. They don't want their record to be given to them. They take it with their left hand or this behind their back or throw it behind, pay no attention towards it. They know they're wretched. They've lost everything that they wanted to do on the face of this earth. And the strange thing is that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in general speaks about al-insan, Ya ayyul insan, innaka kadihun ila rabbika kadhan famulaqih. In general, whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the human being, always mentions the deficiencies, the corruptions, the defects, the weakness, the negligence. As I studied through the Quran, you find it in general. Whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the human being, وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. Allah speaking about the human being, you're in a state of loss. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْإِسْتِثْنَى. Except for these type four categories that we find. Other than that, the human being, صِفَةُ الْعَامَى, is in a state of loss. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, يَا أَيُّهَا الْإِنسَانَ مَا غَرَّكَ بِرَبِّكَ الْكَرِيمِ. Inside Surah Al-Infitar, O human being, what has made you to deceive your Lord, who's the most noble, the most kind, the most generous? Meaning, why are you disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And likewise, Allah mentioned the end of Surah Al-Ahzab, speaking about, once again, the heavens and the earth and the mountains. وَحَمَلَهَا الْإِنسَانِ إِنَّهُ كَانَ ظَلُومًا جَهُولًا. Insan decided to take that responsibility of looking after this earth. But Allah mentions about this human being, إِنَّهُ كَانَ ظَلُومًا جَهُولًا. He's going to be oppressive, he's going to be ignorant, he's going to be arrogant. That's why even you read the beginning of tafsir of Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً. Read the tafsir of these ayat. The angel said, why are you creating this human being? وَنَحْنُ نُسَبِّحُكَ. We're the one that we praise you, we remember you, we make tahmeed and tasbih and tahleel and takbir of you. Why are you going to make this human being? What's the reason for this? Who's going to do what? Spill blood. وَيَسْفِكُ الدِّمَى. He's going to spill blood. Angels never saw that blood. What is the blood that they're referring to? Ulama tafsir, they discuss whether it be the angel, the jinn that resided on this earth, or they had this farasa, the insight that a human being is going to do this upon the earth. But what does Allah mention? قَالَ إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Ulama mentioned, لَا يَلِيقُ الْإِنسَانِ أَنْ يَسْأَلِ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. It's not plausible to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why does he do certain things? That's why a common question in today's world, to place it in today's mindset, many people ask this question, if Allah is Ghafoor Rahim, your Lord is all kind, all wise, all generous, why does he punish people? Why is there so much corruption on this earth? وَحَتَّى الْمُسْلِمِينَ. They say the same question. Why are Muslims being suffering and torturing in the face of this earth for the last 100 odd years or so? Why? Why are we displaced? Why are we being punished for? أَسَاسُ السُّؤَالِ بَاطِلِ. The foundation of the question is wrong, is invalid. No one can question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, حِكْمَةُ اللَّهِ بَالِغَةً, is immense. هُوَ ضَعْفُ الْإِيمَانِ. It's because of our weakness of iman that we want to see things and try to understand them. No one can understand the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the whole beginning of Surah Al-Baqarah begins by this. الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ, believe in the unseen. The whole dunya is unseen. Al-akhirah is unseen. So Allah mentioned that what's going to take place upon this dunya of the unseen, of calamities and difficulties and obstacles and hardships, You're never going to understand them. And don't ever try to understand them. Because years later, centuries later, it will become evident what the wisdom could be. And sometimes the wisdom will never be known. Until when? Until we return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is this human being that we find described inside this surah, that we're going to make this struggle upon this earth. The definite fact article is going to be فَمُلَاقِيهِ. The definite article is going to be we're all going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what we should focus upon. That the end result, the end meeting is in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prepares us for this meeting. That's why this surah once again, إِذَا السَّمَاءُ انشَقَّتْ. When the heavens are ripped open, cleft asunder. And that's why you find Ibn Kathir inside the tafsir, he mentions that what will happen on that day is that the heavens will open up. And that's why you find that inside this surah, they find that narrating a mention by Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. They said that when he read this surah, فَسَجَدَ, he made sajda on this surah. And he said that I was behind the Prophet ﷺ, he fasajda for Abu al-Qasim, the kunya of the Prophet ﷺ, he made sajda, so I'm never going to leave that inside my life. And this is a surah that we find that sajda is made inside this surah, either 14 or 15 places, depending what ara al-fiqhiyah that you take. But in general, 15 places inside the Quran, which are ayat of sajda that we find. And the Prophet ﷺ, he made sajda inside this surah. And even though some ulama differ about whether it's important or not important in the sense of whether it's an obligation, فَمَا لَهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ, because these individuals don't believe inside the Qur'an. فَإِذَا قُرِيَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْقُرْآنُ لَا يَسْجُدُونَ, when the Qur'an is recited upon these people, they hear the Qur'an, they don't submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Doesn't make them submit. But this human being, this Muslim, this believing individual should be one who submits when they see these ayatul qawniyah, when they see these signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's Allah mentions about the believing individuals. رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا, you haven't created this in vanity without any purpose. بِدُونِ قَصْدْ وَلَا غَايَةٍ إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. These are believing individuals who see these enormous signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and reflect upon them. Whether they're standing, they're bowing, they're lying down, what do they say? رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا, you haven't created this in vanity without any purpose. The heavens and the earth, they serve a purpose. So I should serve a purpose. What is the purpose I should be serving in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? وَذَلِكَ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ, as Ibn Kathir, he mentions. And likewise, Imam Al-Alusi, Sahib Ruh Al-Ma'ani, he mentioned this is all preparation for Hawl al-Qiyamah, for the scary things that will take place on the Day of Judgment. The hardship that take place on the Day of Judgment. That's why Imam Qurtubi has written a whole magnanimous volume about Tadhkiratul Akhirah, about the reminder of the Akhirah, the hardships of Al-Akhirah, the preparation for Al-Akhirah that we find. وَيَوْمَ تَشَقَّقُ السَّمَاءُ بِالْغَمَامِ, inside Surah Al-Furqan that we find in the 25th chapter, verse 25, that day when the heavens will rip open, the clouds will be brought on that day. وَنُزِّلَ الْمَلَائِكَةُ تَنْزِيلًا, and the angels, they will descend on that day. And what will also happen that day? الْمُلْكُ يَوْمَئِذٍ الْحَقُّ لِلرَّحْمَنِ, controlling that day will be for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that day will be عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ عَسِيرًا, will be difficult for the disbelieving individuals on that day. Carry on reading the context of these ayat inside Surah Al-Furqan. يَوْمَ يَعَدُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ, that day when the oppressive individual bite on the tips of his fingers, bite his own fingers, person will say, يَا لَيْتَ, woe upon me, يَا وَيْلَتَ لَيْتَنِي, woe upon me, blame be upon me, I took such and such individual, فُلَانٍ خَلِيلًا, لَقَدْ أَدَلَّنِي عَنِ الذِّكْرِ بَعْدَ إِذْ جَاءَنِي, woe upon me, I took such and such individuals, a comrade, my friend, my bosom friend, took him as my advisor. لَقَدْ أَضَلَّنِي عَنِ الذِّكْرِ بَعْدَ إِذْ جَاءَنِي, this individual just took me away from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after guidance came to me, reminder came to me. وَإِن تُطِعْ أَكْثَرَ مَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ يُدِلُّكَ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, you obey most of these people on the face of this earth, They'll take you away from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They don't reflect over these signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They don't ponder over them. And likewise, some of us Muslims, we don't see the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's preparation for the last day. We don't begin to envision that inside our lives. And thus we find, وَإِذَا السَّمَاءُ فُرِجَتْ Shaykh Uthaymeen Sadiq Tafsiri mentions inside Surah Al-Mursalat. Likewise, the heavens will open up. فَإِذَا شَقَّتِ السَّمَاءُ فَكَانَتْ وَرْدَةً كَالدِّهَانِ On that day when the heavens will open up, it will be a red, like a red flower. Or some ulama mentioned that the sun will be a red heat, red oil, burning immensely. And the heavens will open up. All of this is changing of the preparation of the heavens and earth for the last day that we find. وَأَذِنَتْ لِرَبِّهَا وَحُقَّتْ It will seek permission from its Lord, the heavens firstly. وَحُقَّتْ It has no choice but to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The permission is not being sought in a sense of asking permission. It has to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned at the beginning, said to the heavens and earth, come in obedience. Either submit yourself or come via force. They said, we come in obedience. Ta'i'een. We're going to submit ourselves, come in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever role and task we have to do. And now here comes the end. Now the end of the world as well. Allah is going to say to them, come now in obedience. Destroy yourself. Break down yourselves. So the heavens is going to come in a state of obedience in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِذَا الْأَرْضُ مُدَّتْ Likewise, the earth will expand itself. وَأَلْقَتْ مَا فِيهَا وَتَخَلَّتْ It will throw out whatever is inside its stomach. We throw it out. That's what Shaykh Uthaymeen inside his tafsir, he mentions, just like you come out butun of ummahat, you come out the stomach of your mothers, that's how you come on the face of this earth, and the hereafter you're going to come out min butun al-ard. You're going to be thrown out of the earth, brought forth on that day, uncircumcised, barefooted, disheveled, naked, destitute, in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just like the day that we was all born, then we're covered and we're shrouded, that's the day we're going to come out in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you also, we find some ulama that mention that the earth will bring out its gold, sawari al-dhahab. It will bring, as Imam Suyuti inside his tafsir, he mentions, al-ma'adin, al-dhahab. It will bring it out in the end of time. This is what people have been fighting for. This is what they were trying to gain upon this earth. Allah will spit it out of the earth. And likewise, that Surah al-Zalzala that we find, Allah mentions, wa-akhrajat al-ardu athqalaha, its burden will come out. We are a burden on this earth. That's why the person when it dies, look at the sunnah. If a person dies, hasten to bury this individual. Because this good soul wants to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if it's a wicked soul, the earth is cursing this individual. Quickly get rid of this individual from the face of this earth. It's been a burden. Zalim ala al-ard. Oppressor on this earth. That even the earth is going to speak out against these type of individuals. Even the bodily parts. How strange it is on the day of judgment. That our limbs will speak. Person will say, how are these limbs speaking? Allah will give it nutq, give it ability to speak. Alladhi antaka kulla shay. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives everything the ability to speak. That's why everything that we see normal on this day, on this dunya that we see is normal, will become strange for us. People walk on the face of this earth on their legs. On the day of judgment, people walk on their faces. It's a form of wretchedness. We'll walk on their faces, dragged on their faces, because a person holds their face up in pride on the face of this earth. Allah changes it on the day of judgment. People who are proud on the face of this earth, who are raising their heads on the face of this earth, Allah will turn their faces down, drag them on their faces and throw them into Jahannam, a form of disgrace. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never let that happen to any of us. لَا خِزْ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَلَا فِي الْآخِرَةِ To never be disgraced, not by people, to be disgraced by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the face of this earth, قَبْلَ الْآخِرَةِ To never be disgraced. If you want the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us this is what you need to do inside your life. يَا أَيُّهَا الْإِنسَانُ إِنَّكَ كَادِحٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ كَدْحًا فَمُلَاقِيهِ. Ulama mentioned that the struggle, all human beings are making a struggle. وَأَنَّ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ الْمُنْتَهَىٰ. To your Lord is the end. وَلَيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَىٰ وَأَنَّ سَعْيَهُ سَوْفَ يُرَىٰ. Every man will have whatever he strives for. That's that this ayah of the Quran doesn't just mean good deeds. Ulama mentioned good and bad deeds. Whether you're doing bad deeds or good deeds, all of us individuals, فَمُلَاقِيهِ, at the end is there Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala waiting for us. Waiting for that person who carried out bad deeds, the end result is you have to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Carrying out good deeds, you're going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that what will happen to those individuals who come to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ فَسَوْفَ يُحَاسَبُ حِسَابًا يَسِيرًا. Whoever's given his book in the right hand will have an easy record. This is a sign of felicity, happiness, success. Whoever's book is given inside their right hand, that's a sign of success for that individual on the day of judgment. وَيَنْقَلِبُ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ مَسْرُورًا. He's going to return to his family members in a state of success. His family either has passed him and gone to Jannah before him, or his family is going to join him at a later stage, or the blessings of Jannah waiting for that individual. Look, once again, sunnatullahi lal-ard. Just like we rejoice, we have good news, a new job, a new career, money, wealth, property, position, grades, success. We rush home. Who do we tell? We tell our family members. وَيَنْقَلِبُ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ مَسْرُورًا. Return back to his family in a state of happiness. That this is the good news that I have. And this hisab and yasira, the Prophet ﷺ, he would pray, Allahumma hasibni hisab and yasira. Allah grant me ease and easy accountability. لِأَنَّ مَنْ نُوْقِشَ فَقَدْ عُذِّبَ. Whoever's account is split open, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks every single thing of an individual, فَقَدْ عُذِّبَ, is going to be punished. That's what we find al-ard, it's going to be just exposure. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just asks you in general, and you submit that you've done these wrongdoings, these wrong actions, that's hisab and yasira. That's easy accountability. But if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins to, as they say, using words linguistically, dig deep into every single thing that we do and that we've done, that's why a person should pray, Allah mastur uyubi, Allah conceal my faults. لِأَنَّ اللَّهِ إِذَا سَطَرَ فِي الدُّنْيَا يَسْتُرُهَا فِي الْآخِرَةِ. If Allah conceals your mistakes in the dunya, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will conceal your faults inside al-akhirah. But if your sins are open in public, don't expect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to conceal your sins inside al-akhirah. That's why a person should be careful of being a fasiq. مِنْ مَعَانِ الْفِسْقِ أَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ ظَاهِرًا جَهْرًا. Person disobeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala openly disobeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. كُلُّ أُمَّتِي مُعَافَ إِلَّا الْمُجَاهِرِينَ. All of this ummah is going to be forgiven except for those individuals who expose their sins, who sin in public. Don't fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thus we find the opposite is then mentioned. وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ وَرَاءَ ظَهْرِ. At a place like Surah Al-Haqqa that we find, whoever given his book in the left hand, both carry the same meaning. Person doesn't want their record, that's why he's given his, from his left hand, from behind his back, as a form of disgrace. He doesn't want to bring his hand out and receive the reward or the punishment in this instance. He's going to be given it from his back. فَسَوْفَ يَدْعُوا ثُبُورًا الْحَلَاقْ وَالْوَيْلْ. As Ibn Kathir mentioned in his tafsir, he's going to be blaming himself. Woe upon me, destruction upon me. Just like the disbeliever will say, Ya laytani kuntu turaba. If only I was turned into dust on the day of judgment, no value. If I'm destroyed rather than facing his punishment in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa yasla sa'ira. And I will be thrown into, entered into sa'ir, into the punishment, the hellfire. Once again, innahu kana fi ahlihi masrura. He was happy with his family in this dunya. That's why Imam Qurtubi, he mentions something strange. Speaks about sururain, two happinesses. The two happinesses mentioned inside the surah are the opposite. في الدنيا للمؤمنين الخوف والبكاء. In this world, for the believer, life is sorrow, is being regret, is being worried. Al-buka is weeping. Wa amma al-kuffar, life for them is good things. Wal-farh, wal-dahik. As Imam Qurtubi mentions, in the akhirah, it's going to be the opposite. Yanqalib al-umur, it's going to be turned around. And inside al-akhirah, the believers will be rejoicing, will be happy and celebrating. And disbelievers will be individuals who are going to be wretched on that day. So that's what you want. No, you don't want surur al-zahil. You don't want temporary happiness. You want surur al-abadiyya or abadan. You want surur which is for eternity. That's what the believer wants. Eternal happiness will only be inside al-akhirah. إِنَّوْ كَانَ فِي أَهْلِ مَسْرُورًا إِنَّوْ ظَنَّ أَنْ لَنْ يَحُورًا. بِمَعْنَا أَنْ يَرْجِعِ إِلَى اللَّهِ. This person thinks they're never going to return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the whole psyche of non-Muslims. They believe there's no return. We're not going to come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. بَلَا إِنَّ رَبَّهُ كَانَ بِهِ بَصِيرًا. Indeed, your Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is overwatching over all of us. Whether Muslims or non-Muslims, good or bad. All of us are being watched over by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we'll turn back to Him. The final part of the surah begins whereby Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins to take various oaths, various aqsam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins to take. And once again, this is sunnah inside the Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes an oath by whatever He's created. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala huwa al-khaliq wal-shams wal-qamar wal-nahar wal-asr wal-layl wal-fajr. These are all things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. And He has every right to take an oath by everything that He's created, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because all of these are subservient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is their creator. So here Allah mentions, فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِالشَّفَقِ لَامَ الْإِثْبَاتِيَّةِ. Allah's not saying and to reject it, but indeed, take an oath via the sunset, the redness after sunset that we find, after Maghrib that we find. Allah takes an oath via that. وَاللَّيْلِ وَمَا وَسَقْ. And the night when it begins to darken. وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَسَقْ. When the moon, it becomes full. The 13th, the 14th, and the 15th of every month that we find. لَتَرْكَبُنَّ طَبَقًا عَنْ طَبَقٍ. You're going to follow these stage to stage. You're going to follow them. Some ulama tafsir, they have a different qira'ah that they mention. It refers to the Prophet alayhi salatu salam. But in general, most ulama tafsir, they mention it refers to the human being. Their various stages of life. There are various scenarios, the various moments. Life and death are all moments that a human being goes through. But still that we find that the human being, فَمَا لَهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. As you mentioned, after seeing all of this, and even for us as Muslims reading all of this, فَمَا لَهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. What is the matter with us? لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ, we don't believe. You know, sometimes the strange thing is that when other people quote facts and figures and things to us, we become in awe, we become all praise of reading these facts and figures from encyclopedias and doctors' researches, everything. Not to say we should discredit them, but we become so over-worried about it. But every day we discredit the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has mentioned all of this on the earth. The destruction, the end, the return. It's all mentioned there. And in more detail, on the blessed tongue of the Prophet ﷺ, he's mentioned everything that will take place. That's why you find in various narrations that he stood and he gave a khutbah, an admonition. Then he stopped and he prayed, then he carried on, then he prayed, then he stopped and he carried on and he prayed all through the day. And depicted everything that will take place for this Muslim ummah. And told us what we need to do. Told us that, like the night and the day, as clear as the night and clear as the day. لَا يَزِيغُ عَنْهَا إِلَّا هَالِكُ. No one deviates from this path except for he's destroyed. We don't need great research. Whoever lives after me, فَسَيَرَى إِخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا, will see many differences. What's the solution? What is the solution? فَعَلَيْكُمْ بِسُنَّةِ وَسُنَّةِ الْخُلَفَاءِ الرَّاشِدِينَ الْمَهْدِيِّينَ عَدُّوا عَلَيْهَا بِالنَّوَاجِذِ. That's the answer. That's it, simple. upon you to follow the sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salatu salam, and follow the sunnah of the Khulafa al-Rashidin al-Mahdiyin, which is ta'wil has been made tafsir that these are the four Khulafa al-Arba'ah. وَلَا رَأْسِمْ أَبُوْ بَكَرُ ثُمَّ عُمَرُ وَعُثْمَانُ وَعَلِي رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. That's it. That's what life is for a believer. فَمَا لَهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. Why don't we believe in that? Why don't we follow that inside our lives? Then a severe warning mentioned, وَإِذَا قُرِيَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْقُرْآنُ لَا يَسْجُدُونَ. These disbelieving individuals, when the Qur'an is recited, they don't prostrate. They don't submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. بَلِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا يُكَذِّبُونَ. The Quran speaks. You know, people get all worried. Look at them saying this about the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Look at them speaking about the Quran. Yes, we should get upset. But read works of tafsir. Tafsir is replete with saying that these ayat are speaking about rejecting the Quran and rejecting the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sahib al-Bahr al-Muhit. He mentioned Ibn Abbas. He mentions that what they show of animosity and hatred towards the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and towards the believing individuals. Wallahu a'lamu bima yu'oon. Ibn Abbas says, ma yusirroon. What they conceal, what they hide. Once again, because we don't read the Quran in detail, we think that many things around us is a modern world. It's modern arguments. Read tafsir of the Quran, read tafsir of the Quran. The intent of the Sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the intent of the Qur'an, tafsir of the Qur'an, is to decipher ma yuridullahi subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what it is. هذا هو قصد الشريعة وقصد القرآن. It's trying to decipher and understand what is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us to do. Ignore all the dogma, the theology. That's all important. But for awamun nas, or the masses of people, that's all that the Qur'an is trying to decipher. Mada yuridu Allahu minna? What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want from us, just a normal individual, a normal human being? What is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants me to do inside my life? Forget all the rhetoric, all the academia and the literature and the study. Just follow that. The basic fundamentals that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to carry out inside our lives, which we're falling short of. Fabashirhum bi'adhabin aleem. Give these individuals the glad tidings of an evil chastisement. Well, bushra, a moment fil Quran, is normally for good things. But hada no'un min tawbikh, of wretchedness, of warning, of regret for these individuals. For bashirum bi adabin aleem. Give them a evil chastisement. Illa alladhina amanu wa amilu salihat, lahum ajrun ghayru mamnoon. Except for these individuals. Once again, as we mentioned, human beings are, most of them are in loss. Except for these individuals who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and carry out righteous actions. Ibn Kathir, he mentioned this ayah, just like Ata'an Ghayra Majdood. Inside Surah Hud that we find, 11th chapter of the Quran. And the Quran is strange. Even the context of this ayat, if you read the context of this ayat, it speaks about those individuals, Shaqu and Su'idu. That's the context of these ayat. When Allah mentions those who are wretched individuals, they're going to remain for eternity inside the punishment. وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ سُعِدُوا. As for those individuals who are going to be happy, they're going to remain inside paradise for eternity. أَطَاءً غَيْرَ مَجْذُوذٍ. أَطَاءً هِي الْهَدِيَّةِ. Gift will be given to them that has no ending. No ending. Continuous gifts will be given to these individuals inside paradise, to those individuals. And that is the ending of the believing individuals. And that's Surah Hud, as we mentioned, Imam Suyut inside his tafsir, he mentions Surah Hud that we find in a hadith narration, شَيِّبَتْنِ هُودٌ وَأَخَوَاتُهَا. This Surah Hud, the 11th Surah of the Quran, has made my hair go grey. Speaking about the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Imam Suyuti mentions, another narration mentions, فَمَا رُؤْيَ ضَاحِكًا صَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمُ. He's never seen laughing after that. لَتَرْكَبُنَّ طَبَقًا عَمْ طَبَقٍ. You're going to make these stages after stages inside your life. كَدْحًا بَعْدَ كَدْحًا. Difficulty after difficulty, obstacles after obstacles. Until what? وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. Carry on worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning al-maut comes upon you. So this is alamatul sa'ada, وَعَلَامَةُ الشَّقَاوَةِ. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq and ability to be in this dunya amongst the people who are in a state of happiness, richness, not of dunya, richness and contentment inside our hearts. We find it inside our hearts that we're happy and we're content with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever trials, difficulties, obstacles inside our heart, we find true contentment. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. Even these kalimat that we find, we may find it trivial, deep meaning. If a person understands this inside their life, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. That's what many ulama they mentioned. Just to utter that inside their lives brings out peace, contentment, difficulties. Manukli and Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah would say that excessively. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. No might, no power except for via the permission leave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's nothing that we can do. Even whatever we do on this earth is meagerly, is nothing. It's the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Walakin asir. The hidden thing is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to see who amongst my servants is going to try. Whoever tries will be successful. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq and ability to try our utmost inside this dunya.